Ghost Knight Media Studios and Paranormal Underground Magazine. Welcome to Paranormal Underground Radio. It's time to explore the unexplained with your hosts, Rick Hale and Karen Frazier.
It's another plane crash narrowly averted. We did not have the luck of the Irish tonight, did we?
You know, no, we didn't. That luck of the Irish stuff is full of crap, man.
And I even used my Irish spring in the shower this morning, too. Holy cow.
Well, we're finally here, so, you know, we made it. It was a long journey. We're finally on air.
And so now that we've been spending the last 45 minutes with this, all of us are incredibly cranky, especially Cheryl. I think she's probably crying in a corner, sucking on her kneecaps right now in a fetal position.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to have nothing but mad respect for her because she didn't give up.
She did not give up. No, Rick and I are like,
never give up, never surrender.
What, Cheryl?
Never give up, never surrender. That's my favorite Galaxy Quest line. Okay.
What?
No, we have to talk to Jack. Oh my God, are you kidding? We can't give up. We got to talk to Jack.
That's right. So Rick has a leprechaun story to tell us in honor of St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day to the rest of you lucky saps who are lucky enough to be listening to us. So Rick has a story to tell.
Okay, it's kind of a family story, and it goes back to when my grandfather was a little boy, probably about, I think he said he was like 9 or 10 years old. So anyways, my grandfather was a first-generation Irish-American. You know, his parents had come over. And one day he went out by this stream and he started to fish. Well, he looked behind him and he heard like this laughing. And he saw a little guy dressed in green running around a tree. And he's my grandfather being Irish, he's like, holy crap, you know, it's a leprechaun. So he goes over there, starts talking to the leprechaun, and then grabs the leprechaun. And he's like, all right, you know, I got this leprechaun. I'm going to have my pot of gold and all that. So anyways, it's kind of unclear of what happened, but somehow, some way, the leprechaun got away and stole my grandfather's clothes, left him butt naked by this stream. So he gets back home, walks in the house. Now, instead of my great-grandmother or whatever saying, to him, what did you do with your clothes? Or did you lose them? Did somebody steal them? Did you fall in the river because you were fishing? No, she said, William Mulligan Vice, how many times have I told you not to deal with the little people? True story.
Wow.
I don't even know how to... Well, you think it's a true story.
Hey, my grandfather told it. Irish people don't make up bullshit stories. Come on.
No, and alcohol is never a factor in anybody's. I'm sorry, that sounded really bad. That wasn't me slamming drunken Irish folk, I promise. God. Woo, yes, we've all been through the ringer tonight, people. And if you have a complaint about what I just said, remember you're listening to TAPS, Para Magazine Radio.
TAPS Family Radio.
TAPS Family Radio. So you just email Jason Haas about that, and you tell him that Chris Williams just said something terrible. So, alrighty. So
was that in between all the gratuitous ass shots?
That's right. Well, you know, if I was on a show like that, they wouldn't be able to help but get gratuitous ass shots, because that'd pretty much be all that was in the camera. So let's introduce our guests.
Tonight. Oh, you go ahead.
You
go right ahead.
Okay. I'm not. Is it Chip and Dale who do that? After you? No, after you.
Frazier, I'm not arguing with you. Do it.
That's because you know you booger at the interviews, and so you feel that you have to give me something to say every once in a while, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's all yours. Go
all
away.
All right. So our guest tonight is Jack Kenna. He is a technical specialist and an investigator with Spirits of New England in Winthrop, Massachusetts. He's also a case manager for the New England Center for the Advancement of Paranormal Science. And if you Urban Dictionary Jack Kenna, you'll find something that I'm sure is not him. So, Jack Kenna, welcome to Paranormal Underground Radio.
Hey, welcome, Jack.
Thank you. I'm also Irish, too, so I'm going to get after you guys now. You're picking on us Irish people here.
No,
Jack, man, I'm like 50% of that, man. You know what I'm saying? So
I totally did not mean to imply that Irish people are drunks.
Well, no, they, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, Jack. We need to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I'll speak for myself. That's all. I'll just speak for myself. That's it. You must have a good time, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for your patience during our hour of technical difficulties. Actually, it was only 45 minutes, and now we're up and rolling, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're good. No problem.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day to everybody out there and you guys. And thanks for having me on. It's actually an honor to be on your show here tonight. I appreciate it.
It's an honor. Well, you won't feel that way in the next hour, but for now, you go ahead. You preserve that. That's why we let you wait an hour before having to come on, is so you could first preserve that special feeling of being honored to be on our show.
Yep. You know, at least you don't have to be like me. I got to get my mojo back here.
It's like when you're in an investigation, try to get set up, and it just doesn't work out right. You know, it takes a little bit longer than expected, but you get there.
That's right. You get there eventually. So, Jack, technical specialist, tell me some technical things. What do I need to know?
Oh, what do you want to know? Mostly, usually when with my team and stuff, I take care of all of the technical equipment, a lot of it anyway. DVR systems, the audio recorders, K2s, EMF detectors, make sure everything's up and running, ready to go when we go to do our investigations. And usually I have to set up a couple people's digital recorders for them, but, you know, they're like, how do we set this? Okay, here. Yeah, I mean, everybody has their levels of expertise and different things they're good at. And I always say, you know, everybody's a good technical person, you know, but they're good at something else. So that's why you have a team. You know, everybody has their capabilities and stuff. So I take care of mostly a lot of the DVR stuff because it can get complicated at times, especially when you're running numerous cameras and cables and everything.
Oh,
else.
I know. How do you not trip people, especially when, you know, especially if you investigate? Does your team investigate in the dark?
Yes. Why? Even like we're in the dark usually, but you know.
I'm sorry. I never really could understand that whole, you know, investigating in the dark thing. It's been my experience that ghosts are just as active when the lights are on. If they're not, not only that, you know, you're not running over each other and tripping all over your gear
and all over the cords.
That is true. And a lot of people ask me about that. They say, well, why do you investigate in the dark and why only at night? I said, well, two reasons. They said, I don't investigate during the day because, one, I got a full-time job and I'm working. So that's a good reason. I said, the other is, you know, when you're in there and you really want to investigate, so you want to try to do it at the best time of the day when there's as little outside noise or interference as you can get. It's usually at night. And by shutting off all the lights and everything else, it also helps to detect any EMF spikes, odd anomalies, things like that a lot better. You know, you know what you're picking up, you know what you're going to get. So, I mean, that's the reason we do it. And, you know, everybody carries their flashlights and stuff. And those are typical questions I always get. And
so you're calling us, you're saying that we're not creative as interviewers. I guess.
I guess
that makes up for me characterizing all you Irish folk as drunks, huh?
Yeah, we'll call that even then. Yeah.
All right, no. We're good. No, I'm just teasing.
Question for this, because there's probably a lot of people maybe listening that you know, haven't done a lot of investigation yet, maybe, you know, and they don't know we do this, and I think those are good questions as an interviewer, actually.
Sure, I know. I'm just teasing you because I promised to make you feel not honored to be here, so how am I doing?
Okay, I don't feel that way anymore. Yeah.
There you go. See, what that was, what, 5 minutes, Rick?
Yeah, that was 5 minutes.
It's a new record.
Five minutes, and you managed to marginalize and alienate our guest. Nicely done.
Hey, well, usually it's you, so... Aha! I'm in there tonight. I told Rick I was wasting all my good stuff in the chat room. So, hey, I want to ask you about, you were doing some investigating in California recently. You want to tell us about any of that?
Yeah.
It's been very interesting. I'm out here actually for work for my regular job, and I travel a lot for my job, and I try to just kind of get together with some other teams in different locations when I travel, and I did get in touch with. San Diego Ghost Hunters while I was out here. I'm actually in Yuma, which is about 3 hours from San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted them and just wanted to get together just to talk and discuss, you know, how do you guys investigate compared to maybe the way we do and stuff like that. And they invited me to go on a couple investigations with them, which I was very surprised about. And we've investigated the Star of India. I know you've seen that on different shows and stuff. People have done that. We also investigated last weekend the historic the Whaley House in Old Town San Diego, which is a very interesting place. Both those investigations, first, San Diego Ghost Hunters, great team, great people. Do things a little differently than my own team does. We're more very technical, and they're a little bit on the more sensitive side. They have some sensitives on the team, and they go in and they can sense things out. They're not psychics, not mediums, but they call themselves sensitives. So I found that interesting since I'd never worked with individuals like that before, and was able to see that they actually were picking up on some stuff based on EVPs we caught in these locations and stuff. So that was very interesting to work with them and kind of validate what they were saying. Because I always take that with a grain of salt, but after working with them, at least for them, they have some people with maybe some abilities on their teams, which was interesting to see.
It's always interesting to see somebody who has some ability, isn't it? Because, you know, you just never really are sure, especially if you've run across a lot of people who seem to lack ability but believe that they have it.
Well, you know, I think that you know, a lot of television is to blame because a lot of these television shows have taken the psychic out of psychical research and investigation.
Yeah. Right.
And they will go unnamed.
All right, so you were going to say about the Whaley House before I so rudely interrupted you.
Oh, okay, that's okay. It was a very interesting place. We tried to investigate it. It was on a Saturday night, and there was a lot of stuff going down in Old Town San Diego, so you get a lot of outside noise and stuff like that. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
I did have some interesting personal experiences there. How you get into a room and it'll get that heaviness feeling to it. And I had that occur in a couple rooms there where I first go in, it's cool, light, nothing out of the unusual. And then all of a sudden, it's that really heavy, heavy feeling to it where it feels like you're breathing underwater type of thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it went away again as quick as it came in. And I still haven't gotten to review that yet, but it'd be interesting if I find it caught some EVPs during that time.
Yeah.
So we had some interesting experiences, although it was a difficult investigation. We only had to get in there for 3 hours. But if you ever get the chance to go in there and do it, I would do it during the week. And they do allow people to go in. They have a couple other people stay with it because it is a historical site. There is a lot of antiques and stuff in there, so they have to have somebody with you. But they do allow people to go in. They charge so much per hour and stuff like that. But it's a place worth investigating if you ever get the chance.
Okay, and how about the ship?
Star of India, very, very interesting place. I've been wanting to do it since I think I saw it on one of the ghost hunting shows there. And had disembodied voices, body footsteps, caught a lot of good EVPs. Some of them I think I had sent to Cheryl.
We have them.
Yeah, can't wait to listen to them.
We always go in. Cheryl sends us the EVPs beforehand, and Rick and I never listen to them. And then she says, "Did you listen to those EVPs?" And we always say, "No."
Yeah, it's like we don't want our perceptions clouded here. We like
That's
to
right.
go into it cold, so we know what we're listening for.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I did send her a little quick report with gave kind of what was going on at the time when they were captured and stuff. So
yeah, we totally ignored that too.
Oh, perfect. I think that's the best way to do it. It's like, what am I listening for? As soon as I hear it.
Right. So, fair warning, I never hear other people's EVPs. Rick always hears them saying dirty things. So,
I always have a hard time telling what they say personally myself. I can usually pick them out, but there's a couple of these, they're pretty obvious. So,
hey,
somebody's talking, but it's none of us that were there, so
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear them. We'll do them here in about 10 minutes. We'll talk a little bit more, and then we'll listen to the EVPs. And then you're sticking around to the end of the show, and I hear you're the poor brave soul who's agreed to stick around and do the lightning round.
Yeah, give it a shot. That's for sure.
Good for you.
It is the best part of the show.
I have no idea what they are, and just kind of give an answer to it. I actually love that type of stuff.
Oh, very good. Very good. Excellent. And Rick, I hate to correct you, Rick, but our guests and me are the best part of the show.
Oh, excuse me. You're absolutely right. I apologize to all of our listeners. The guests are the best part of the show.
And me.
And Karen.
Her Highness, Princess Rose Petal. That's what my family calls me. All right. So how about in New England? Because I tend to think of New England as being a more haunted part of the country than the West Coast, because you have a longer history there.
Yeah, there is. There is a lot of places out there to investigate, that's for sure. You get a lot of clients, actually, too, that are having interesting things going on, just because of how old the homes are out there, that people are still living in, you know.
Right.
Been refurbished and rebuilt. So there is a lot of history out there, which is... That's a part of investigating all of is history.
Me too.
Oh yeah.
When they're beginning, but it's a lot of the history of places, and there's a lot of history out there. We do have a lot of places that are supposedly haunted. I've run into a lot of different paranormal activity out there. In one place in particular, we've investigated a historical site. We've investigated in Winthrop. It's called the Dean Winthrop House.
Mm-hmm.
John Winthrop was the original governor, actually, of Massachusetts, and it was his son's home, actually, Dean. They lived there for a while, and we just finished up that investigation back in December. Actually, it's the second time we were in there, and caught some very interesting stuff there as well. And can't wait to get back in there again, because they actually want us to come back again. They're really enjoying it. Merkle Society really enjoying us going in there, and it was funny because the first time we did it, we expected to just be able to go in, and it turned out we ended up having almost an event because all 12 members of the Historical Society were there and were investigating with us. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Outstanding.
It wasn't what we expected at first, but it turned out very well. They were very receptive to just, you know, told them what they needed to do and to ask questions, and they did exactly what we asked them to do. They were very interested.
Very good.
Because
it could have been to a catastrophe, but it didn't. It turned out fantastic, actually. It turned out very well. Because we don't do, you know, events. Our team isn't like that. We don't do that type of stuff, but it's just a matter of managing people, I think, in the end. You know, organizing people and getting them together. And that I do a lot of in my job. I think that's where that feeds over as well. But with the other team I belong to, NECAPS is short for New England Center for the Advancement of Paranormal Science. Mm. We're doing a lot of historical sites out there, investigating with them. And, excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold.
No, that's all right.
And Michael Baker is the founder of NECAPS. He's doing a lot of interesting work right now with a database he's building on different things in regards to paranormal activity in various known locations, always reported haunted locations throughout New England.
Mm-hmm.
He's building this base and all these other anomalies that come into it, like geology of the area, cell phone towers even, and a whole bunch of interesting stuff. But all this data, it's revealed some very interesting things in regards to all these different variables with paranormal activity. And there's some correlations kept out of it. So I can't talk too much more about it because it's still kind of under wraps a little bit. So, but a lot of interesting work that's going on in the paranormal field right now. And he is looking for teams, various teams, to go on the website, join up, and input information or provide information for that database, anything they know of, places they've been investigated. And it helps to determine what's really going on out there. So, New England is a fabulous place. I grew up in New York myself. I actually still grew up in, which does have some paranormal activity in it.
Sure,
I think that's what got me into it, too. So, Love it. But I love also the West Coast out here, too. It's very interesting out here as well.
Sorry, Jack.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I get like these weird lags because we're like in five different places, you know, whenever we do the show. But, you know, you know, what would you say to somebody like me, you know, who's coming from Chicago and I, you know, plan on going, you know, east into New England? What would you say is probably the most haunted, allegedly, whatever, location that would be of interest?
I'll give you so many to choose from. I just do know one good location. You could tour the place, but you couldn't investigate it. But this way, it's a Navy ship in Boston Harbor. Let's leave it at that for now. Go visit it if you ever get the chance to visit it. It'll be obvious it's a very historical site, but it is still a commissioned vessel, and it's something interesting to check out. A couple other sites, Dean Winthrop House. If you're ever out there, get in touch with us, our team, Spirits of New England, and we might be able to even set up an investigation for there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Rick would be welcomed with open arms anywhere he goes. That's what we keep telling him. Just go on the road, Rick. People.
I am so famous, man.
He's more famous than the Tijuana donkey.
Hold on. Cheryl, can you come on for a second, please?
Oh, God, Cheryl. She's Cheryl. Not here. She's okay. Gone.
Thank God. For God's sake. You know what? That's a check against your name. You now have more checks than I do about
that. No, she missed it. She didn't hear it. It didn't happen.
Okay.
It didn't happen.
Allow us to proceed, please, Jack. All right. Proceed.
So, moving on. So, I have a quick question, and here's what I want to know. And it's probably another question that you get like a zillion times. You're in what seems to me like it might be kind of a tough area of the country to get investigations because everybody is going to want, you know, Papa Haas and his gang to come investigate. So do you think that
Big
hurts
Daddy
you?
Haas.
What did you say?
Do you think that hurts you that you're in the same part of the country as Taps and that everybody sees them on TV, so that's who they want to investigate?
No, actually, I don't think it does. We get contacts from clients all the time. I mean, these people know what the shows are. I mean, they watch the shows. That's sometimes why they call you. You know, they just want somebody to come in. But I don't think it hurts us at all, really. No. I've met Jason and Grant. I actually had a long lunch with them one time. I was talking to them. I've been to a couple of their things, training events. They're decent guys. I mean, when you really talk to them, and they're really what got me back into doing this. I liked the way they investigated and the way they did things, and it was some things I was doing on my own a long time ago, and the more scientific end of things. So, I don't think it's flooded. I mean, they had a lot of groups, and they still do, there's so many things going that are there on the East Coast that, you know, there's so many people that you get contacts anyway. I mean, we're doing on the average home investigations, so clients, stuff like that, one every 3 months, which is a lot when you think about it. I mean, you got to review all that data and everything else.
Yeah.
God, I think we must do like one or two private residences at least, you know, two a month.
I got to give you, we refer them to somebody else. So it's pretty out there. I mean, there's enough clientele to go around, that's for sure.
Yeah, see, I'm up here in Washington where there's no, I don't really say it that way, in Washington, where there's no population or very low population density compared to what you have back there on the East Coast. So, hey, we are unfortunately in the abbreviated version of Paranormal Underground Radio tonight. So, can we go to your EVPs?
We sure can.
Okay, so you're going to play them for us, right? No, I'm kidding. Cheryl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
hold on a second. Cheryl?
No! Well, listen, Cheryl, what a narc!
Karen,
I did not.
Karen referenced the donkey.
Rick did it.
What? Was I gone in the other room? Because I didn't hear that.
What you were doing. Maybe you were having your own.
I think Karen started celebrating already, didn't she?
I can't drink beer because of the celiac, so I can't have beer. So,
can you have margaritas? You know,
I can't have whiskey, I don't think. I don't like whiskey.
Drink margaritas, then.
Oh, God, whiskey. That's a staple of the Irishman's diet, isn't it, Jack?
No. All right.
Okay.
So, a little Ricky Tattletale aside, I would believe a thing he says because he's trying to be in your good graces for some reason. I don't know why he's not going to be a Cheryl. He wants something.
Something's up.
Okay. Something's up. So let's listen to some of these wonderful EVPs.
Okay, we have about 7, right? And I'll play them, and Jack, if you want to just talk about them briefly afterwards, and we'll, I guess, discuss from there.
Okay.
Here is the first one.
The last time I was talking to you here, they mentioned that there were some people maybe would have called you a pirate. Does that bother you? Yeah, I don't think you were a pirate. You're considered a privateer. Is that correct?
This one's going off over here too.
That's correct.
We got two over here.
Yeah, so I don't.
So I was really, really hoping that after he said the pirate, I was hoping the EVP was going to say was "Arr, matey." But I think I heard something. Is it right after you say something about the pirate, and then there's like a male voice that's lower?
Yeah, there's a male voice there. I actually hear it a lot when I ran these on my own. You can hear it a lot better. What he was saying, or what you hear, is like a male voice saying, "Not really."
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah, and he's and it wasn't any of us up there. We don't know where that came from. The interesting thing about that EVP is when we have that EVP, we're using a K2. We had a hit on the K2 at the same time the EVP was caught. So that's the type of stuff I like when I'm investigating. Validation of more than one thing. You know, you get an EVP, you get a
Me too. Right. So I would like... I would like to listen to it again. And the reason is because just when the voice came that I was sure was going to say R-matey, Rick typed something in Skype because that's how we communicate, and the Skype went bloop in my ear right over the voice.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't know that you got that over there.
Yeah, so can we listen again?
Last time I was talking to you here, they mentioned that there were some people maybe would have called you a pirate. Does that bother you? Yeah, I don't think you were a pirate. You're considered a privateer. Is that correct?
This one's going off over here too.
And that's correct.
We got
that's
two correct. Over here.
Yeah, so I don't.
Okay, I heard it that time.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I found it. It was interesting, and that was over at the Dean Winthrop House. That's where we caught that. Yeah,
okay.
It was upstairs.
So next one.
This is good. We're blind. It's looking cool. That's how I did the laser grid. Okay. So I pulled the main LED to the computer.
Okay, did you have anything going on where you
were? Well, you saw the thing. It was astonishing, if you believe it, that, he was down there with me a day for a little bit.
No, I didn't hear anything in that, but then there's too many voices that I don't recognize, so.
But I do love the laser grid.
We use that laser grid a lot. You didn't hear that. Blah, 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 blah. There was something in there. It sounds like somebody's speaking not English, and we can't figure out what that really is that they're saying. Almost sounds like they're almost singing, like the thing.
Oh, can we hear it again then?
For us talking.
Yeah, let's hear it again, Cheryl.
That's how I did the laser grid. Okay. So I pulled the main LED to the computer.
Okay, did you have anything going on with you?
You saw the thing. It was astonishing, if you believe it, that, he was down there with me a day for a little bit.
Nah, I don't hear anything.
I do, and it sounds like German.
Does it? We couldn't figure out German would make sense. That would make sense to that location then. Yeah, it was right. You talked about the laser grid, so it's kind of weird, and we just weren't sure what the heck that was at all.
Oh, I think I thought that was actually somebody that was talking to you, and they just didn't talk well. Okay.
No. Might have been it. No, it wasn't.
All right. Cheryl, let's listen to the next one.
I had to go down the stairs and check out. She's like in a tabby. Jack.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the tabby.
Well, it's a kid, but I don't know what it says. Yeah.
All right. You hear Helen. That's our founder and our lead investigator there. She's calling my name. She says, Jack. And then you hear whatever that is. It actually says Jack. That's what our people got out of it.
Oh, that wasn't you? I thought that was you said, yeah.
No, that was somebody else. What our people got out of that was that it was saying my name. Like, it was almost trying to get my attention as well. And if that's true, that would be the second time that happened in that house, that something called my name.
But I heard a high pitch, like a no, over you guys.
Yeah.
That's not the EVP, it's the she says Jack, and then it sounds like you say yeah, that's not you.
No, that's not it.
Let's listen to that.
They're saying Jack. Yeah, to me it sounds like I heard Jack, not yeah.
Well, let's listen again.
But okay, I heard a high pitched thing too, Karen. I thought maybe that was.
Yeah, was there a cat in there?
I heard a child's voice.
Was there a cat in there, Jack?
So, we wrote that off as one of our own investigators.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't validate who exactly that was. One of the girls thought it was them, so we kind of wrote it off as that.
Okay. All right. Well, let me replay it.
I had to go down the stairs and check out. She's like in a tabby. Jack.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the tabby.
Okay. I got it that time. Yeah, I just thought, I thought maybe you had a cold and you were saying, yeah.
No, that's what I thought. The other high-pitched one, we heard that too, but one of the girls seemed to think it was her doing something, so we had to throw that out.
Yeah, okay. All right, next one. Was it right at the end?
Yeah. The last one at the end, yeah.
Like it said, give me food or something.
That was the investigation we're doing for the Navy. And you hear the guy at the beginning, he was one of the crew who had to be with us. You hear him talking about, there's cows, pigs, chickens. He was talking about what was kept in this area. Then you hear me just go, and then you hear what followed there. And what we determined. Do you want me to tell you what I think it was, or do you want me to let you try?
I
want to
hear it one more time, and then you can tell it. I can't. It says something ooh, so I don't know what though. What do you think it says?
Okay, what we found out it actually did say after we did the reveal with the guys, because we weren't sure what it was saying, and we thought we knew it, but it didn't make sense to us.
Kung Fu.
And here is a young boy's, you hear a young boy's voice saying, and a bear.
And a bear?
And a bear. And yeah, it didn't make sense to us, the reveal, until they told us what was going on there. They seemed kind of shocked. They were like, Captain so-and-so. Like, what are you people talking about? In that location, on that place, they kept a pet black bear at one time during the 1800s.
Oh.
And we didn't know that when we were doing the investigation, not until at the reveal. And so it makes sense the guys tell us, there's cows, pigs, chickens, and a bear. So,
I need to hear it again now. Yeah. Cheryl, I need to hear it again. Now I hear it say that,
definitely.
Now that you say that, I got it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they actually
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, okay. So I find that a very interesting EVP because it, number one, it was validated by our clients. And number two, it's almost as it's interactive, so it's like also trying to help with the guy giving us the little tour. So
that's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next, Cheryl.
Come on and talk to us. Tell me you're here. We're going to be leaving. I've had enough of it.
It was really, really quiet. It was right after I had enough of you, right?
Yeah, I even had a hard time hearing her from this end on here, but I can usually hear it fine. But what that was also in that Navy location, and what we heard on it, I'll just tell you because it's so low on there, it's hard to hear, is you're welcome back, sir. In other words, you're welcome to come back. And I was trying to instigate it a little bit at that point. Mm-hmm. But you can, when I played it here, that's why I sent it to her, because I could hear it fine over my own speakers on my computer. But that is really low over what we got here. But that's what we heard. That was some of the more, what do I want to say, more polite ones that we caught in that location. We had a couple others that were a bit rough in the swearing end of things, so I didn't send you those.
Oh, well, we get those sometimes, too.
All right.
Can we hear it one more time, Cheryl?
Yes.
Come on and talk to us. Tell me you're here. We're going to be leaving. I've had enough of it.
Yeah, I got it that time, but you're right. It's really low. And I do have headphones on, but, that doesn't always. Okay, so, right. Cheryl, do we have more?
We have two more.
Okay.
It's going to take us to Jamaica. That's where it's from. That would have been so cool to be sailing. I'm sure the conditions were terrible, but...
There's too much going on there for me to make sense of much of anything.
Yeah, it didn't sound very good. I'm trying to figure out even which one that was. I had a lot. It seems like a lot of static over the video here.
Sounds like a lot of people there too.
Yeah, we had a few people. There was. I don't know if that's the one.
It's labeled.
We're making it out over here.
Cheryl, will tell you what it's labeled.
Yeah, it's labeled first lower deck, cargo hatch area.
Okay, first lower deck. Okay. All right, that was on the start of India. Oh, okay, we're talking about going to, one of the investigators joked around about, I gotta take the ship to Jamaica. And further down, there's an EVP, you hear this voice, an EVP, saying, I take you to Jamaica. It's actually got that accent to it. It wasn't any of us, but that came out really low across the...
that happened.
Maybe it was the ghost of Bob Marley.
Let's listen to it one more time.
That's actually what I heard it the first time.
Come on.
It's
going
to take us to Jamaica.
That's where it's from.
That would have been so cool to be sailing. I'm sure the conditions were terrible, but...
I actually thought that was a person in the room. I didn't realize that was somebody else. So,
not anybody in the room. No, it was sweet. I don't know where that came from, but when I listened back, it was like, oh my God, he was listening to us, whatever it was.
Yeah, that was actually a very good one.
Yeah.
Good trip. Take me to Jamaica. I can do the trip.
I know, right? Okay, so one more.
You got one more left.
And she's caught him, over here in this corner. Mr. Caretaker, are you here? Are you here? If you're here with us, can you make the little green light light up? If you go close to that little box in our hand, the lights will flash.
So were there two in there? Because I heard Mr. Something, are you here? Not tonight. And then at the end, at the very end, it said something that sounded suspiciously to me like Bob Marley, but, that's probably not correct.
It was close, though. You said not really.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, those were, I was surprised at those. They were extremely clear. There was none of us. Me and the only two guys there was me and another younger boy, he's like 15, also by the name of Jack. But it wasn't either one of us, and the rest was all, there was five of us in that room. So I was very surprised when I was listening back and heard those. So those are probably the clearest EVPs I've heard, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Definitely. Let's listen to that one more time because it is really pretty good.
And she's caught him, you know, over here in this corner.
Mr. Caretaker, are you here? Are you here?
If you're here with us, can you make the light, the little green light, light up? If you go close to that little box in her hand, the lights will flash.
Not really.
He was really in a contrary mood, wasn't he?
I did hear Bob Marley.
Yeah. You still hear Bob Marley?
I hear not really.
No, I got not really. I got not really that time, but weren't we just talking about Bob Marley? That's probably why I heard Bob Marley the first time.
Yeah, it's funny. But, those are very clear. I was very surprised at those. Usually you don't capture anything quite that clear. Very rare. But yeah, he seemed in a contrary mood, and that could be because they actually do get a lot of people investigate that ship.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another place, it's another place that you can set up with, if you got a group of people you want to investigate, you pay so much per hour, and they let you investigate the ship. So, they do get a lot of people investigate there, according to Maritza, who's the founder of San Diego Ghost Hunters. Matter of fact, they're going to be going back there again next weekend. And doing another investigation there themselves. So a lot of people, I think, go there. They do it kind of keep their senses honed up, you know. And it's a lot. Those are good places to go for that. But it's an interesting place to investigate and get on that ship. And it's a really neat ship to be on. It's a lot bigger inside than you think it is, too. You know, you can have a team upstairs and one down the lower decks, and you won't even hear each other. So, to check out, it's a good place to check out.
Very cool. Is that the place that you're telling Rick that he should go if he heads east?
No, that's if you get Mickey to San Diego, yeah,
it's
definitely
west.
Go there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was on the ship. I'm sorry. Duh.
Yeah, the other place is in New England, which is another vessel, Yeah, if you get to New England, unfortunately, you can't really investigate it, but it's worth checking out the history of that ship out there in New England as well. So, very interesting places. That's the one thing I like about having gotten into this and traveling, is you get to see a lot of interesting places, meet a lot of interesting people, and do a lot of very neat investigations. So,
learning,
you know.
So what are you using for a recorder when you're capturing those EVPs?
The ones I use is, actually got to buy one while I was out here. I didn't have my equipment with me, but I buy the Olympus brand. I do like the little bit higher end models for the stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive, but they give you a lot better recordings.
Right.
Quite using the level that, like, you see on Taps or stuff like that, but I do have intentions to pick up some of those, because the better equipment you use, of course, the better quality you get, you know?
Right.
And you always just want to be recording at some of the highest settings you can get. And you got to be careful with your settings, too, because you can set your recorder up so that you won't pick anything up, and some people don't realize that. You know, you can filter stuff out and not realize it.
How?
It depends on the settings on the recorder.
Okay.
I usually set mine, there's different modes that you can set for, whether it's conference or you can set them up to come on as you talk, which I don't like that, because you're missing a lot of stuff. A recorder may not realize that a ghost is talking, right? So I keep it constantly on. I set it on conference mode, and I set it at the highest quality setting I can get, so it's picking up everything, basically. You pick it up, which is why you get a lot of background noise and you get a lot of other stuff, but that's how you find your keys. You're recording at the highest and lowest frequencies that the device is able to record at. So it's picking up everything that's out there.
Right.
A little bit more difficult to go through all your data and listen for things, but if there's something there, it'll catch it. helpful, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So,
microphone, yeah, good quality microphone is always good to have, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I use a, we have an H4 that we use as well. Yeah, Zoom yep. H4, which is a nice one. But I actually, my favorite is my Olympus DS40, which is kind of what you're talking about, one of the little bit higher ends with the stereo and the little mic on the top and stuff. And I really like it.
Yeah, that's what I use. And I actually set up, when we're doing a full blown investigation for clients and stuff like that, I set one up with every camera, leave it to record all night. And people say, what, are you crazy? And I said, well, hey, I'm trying to help people out and trying to capture stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a lot of data to go through. You have, you know, you're investigating 6 to 8 hours. That's 6 to 8 hours on each of four recorders plus whatever else you're carrying with you. So, for hours to review. So, but it pays off, I think, in the end. A lot of times it pays off. You catch stuff that maybe you wouldn't have.
Right.
You also can get... by having that extra recorder in these locations, you're gonna investigate. It also gives you two recorders to check against. I have one I carry with me, and then there's the one that's also in that room. And on many occasions, I've been able to validate or debunk what I thought was an EVP based on listening to both of those digital recorders. So, you know, sometimes what you think is an EVP isn't always. Even when the rest of the team is listening to it, somebody can forget something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you're... Well, it was really one of our people. We just didn't realize that. So,
right.
Having that equipment, and if you're doing client investigations, you want to cover as much territory as you can.
Yes.
And you want to have good quality equipment. Yeah, you want to have good quality equipment. Definitely.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are actually, I'm so sorry that we're so abbreviated tonight. We were going to have a good long interview with you. It's time for the lightning round. But before we do that, can you give out your websites?
Yes, website spiritsofnewengland.org. So it's all one word, spiritsofnewengland.org.
Okay.
And the other website is kneecaps, kneecaps.org.
I love the that name, kneecaps. It's
kneecaps,
awesome.
It's great.
Yeah. That may be my favorite. No, it's my second favorite. My favorite paranormal name is still the Flying Monkey Paranormal, but you're number two now, kneecaps. That's right. You're number two. So, Cheryl.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure that, you know, if you were inattentive and I said anything wrong, Rick has something to tell you before we go on with our... Rick, do you have anything to tattle about before we go on with the lightning round?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, Rick, don't let me down.
All right. So, Jack, the lightning round, I'll let you know when it's your turn. I'm just going to ask a question. Give me a short answer, you know, or a longer answer. We've got about 20 minutes, and I think we've got about 8 questions. So, wait. Cheryl says we want to go to break first. We're actually going to take a break?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we will take a break. We will be back in just a minute on Paranormal Underground Radio on ZTalk Radio.
Hi, I'm Chad Wilson, publisher and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
And I'm Cheryl Knight, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
Every month, Paranormal Underground explores the unexplained with a free monthly online magazine.
We take an in-depth look at all kinds of unexplained phenomena, talk with some of the field's top experts, and share the latest news and information about the paranormal.
Visit us at ParanormalUnderground.net, where you can read the magazine online, explore our paranormal evidence galleries, watch videos, participate in discussions, or read blogs with some of our writers and editors.
We hope you'll join us. Visit ParanormalUnderground.net and explore the unexplained.
And this is Stacy, and we are from Morning Coffee with Tanya and Stacy.
Make sure to tune in Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern,
6 a.m. Pacific, as we have segments which include, but are certainly not limited to, DB University on Mondays,
My Useless Facts Every Day, Coffee Advice, and Stacy's Spontaneous Outbursts, of course.
We have been known to test every emotion known to man, and we want you to join in on the fun.
Come get your ab workout as you join in with laughter and comedy
right here on ZTalkRadio.com.
I know what you are. You drive too fast, you smell so good, and you dress fashionably well.
Say it out loud.
You're a metrosexual?
Oh, what? Why do I always get that? I'm a radio show host.
Kale, I want to be one of them.
And you can be. Join me on ztalkradio.com, 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday nights. The show's called Perspective.
Hey, do you sparkle?
Oh my God, don't even start. Hang on, Spider Monkey.
Hi, this is Nick Redfern, and you're listening to Paranormal Underground Radio on ZTalk Radio.
The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ZTalk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
That's right. They have to disclaim us because you know what happens if they don't, right, Rick?
Yeah, we'll get cut off.
That's right. So, real quick, before we go to the lightning round, I want to add my own commercial word here. Hey, I would like to invite everybody to go to ghostsecret.org if you have a paranormal confession, or if you just like to read other people's. We're having a lot of fun on that site. We're getting some good confessions from people, and we're pairing it up with some pretty fun photography. So visit ghostsecret.org. Okay, lightning round. Everybody ready? Chad's not joining us tonight. He's not feeling his best, so he's not feeling fresh. He probably needs Massengill.
Chad's fired.
No, Massengill.
He has that not-so-fresh feeling.
Well, I have to tell you, my friend, I created this character when I was younger that I wrote a story about, and she was Massengill, and she was the not-so-fresh superhero, so now I can never remember the name of the... Anyway, I'm sorry, too much information. Moving on. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so very first one, in honor of St. Paddy's Day, if you had a leprechaun, what would you do with it? And we will start... with Cheryl.
Oh wow, what would I do with a leprechaun? Sheesh. I'd probably stand on his shoulders to get to the top of my closet. Of course, he'd probably be dead after that.
Alright, Jack, what would you do with a leprechaun if you had one?
Do the leprechaun if I had one? I don't know. I haven't checked my shoes for me. It's pretty short, right? You reach down there.
There you go. Rick?
I'd put him into, professional midget wrestling.
Oh, you can make money doing that.
Or midget tossing.
Midget tossing. Hey, is that even legal?
Midget yes. Bowling. I've heard of midget bowling.
It's legal?
In Mexico, yes.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we won't let chickens fight, but we can toss midgets. Okay, so then the chickens fight. So what am I saying? All right, next one. So, Life Science is reporting that scientists have come up with a method of sending a particle and potentially a message back. The Large Hadron Collider. So they say that their method doesn't violate any laws of physics. Here's what I want to know. If you could send a message back in time, what time period would you send it to, and what would your message say, Rick?
I would send it back to 1995, and I would tell myself to run like hell and not ask this girl named Sabrina out.
Hey, very good. So, how about you, Jack?
Psycho.
Oh, is that for me?
Yeah, you're next.
your name's Jack. I guess it is. I heard my name for a second. I'm almost with Ricky there. I mean, I probably sent it back to myself about 25 years ago and say, don't marry that girl.
And
run like hell.
Cheryl.
Yeah, with Rick and Jack. There's a few time periods I'd go back to, probably in the late 80s, early 90s, where I'd warned myself about a few situations.
Well, and you know, mine is totally different than this, and I know I usually don't answer my own questions, but I must. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I have a pathological hatred of Celine Dion.
Oh.
And so
no, I didn't
know
that.
You're not the only one.
Wow. So I would send a message back to Celine Dion's parents saying, just stop, or the house is on fire, or whatever it took.
Yeah, didn't they have like 19 or 21 kids or something like that, and she's the youngest
know.
Of all it, that?
It's just too bad that they had her. That's all I'm saying. Okay, moving on. The Telegraph reports that Pope Benedict is going to accomplish another pope first. He's going to be interviewed on television to answer questions about his faith. So I want to know if you could ask the Pope any question you wanted to. What question would you ask him, Jack?
Do you believe in God?
Okay, very good. Cheryl? Did you have more, Jack?
No, that was it.
Okay, Cheryl?
I don't really have any questions for the Pope. I guess I'm no fun on this question. I don't really have anything.
Where'd you get that car, dude? Oh, sorry. I didn't take yours, did I, Rick?
Nope.
Okay, what's yours, Rick?
My question would be is I would like to know how a former Nazi youth and brown shirt actually became Pope 60 years after the fact.
Hard to know. Okay, next one. The Atlantic is reporting that a 1960s Soviet doctor who was on an Antarctic expedition removed his own appendix. So we all have things that we have to have other people do for us. Rick, keep it clean. What that you have to have somebody else do for you would you do for yourself if you could? And we're going to start with Cheryl.
Is this true? Is this a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Oh,
I don't. All of these are from the news. Wow. I don't make any of these up.
I just can't even imagine that. I guess it was life or death, probably, which is why I did it.
Yeah, probably. So what would you do?
You know, the first thing that springs to mind is, you know, that female thing that you need to get done once a year.
You get the duck lips, Aflac. Okay. Anyway, Rick?
If I could do it, I would never leave the house.
Hey, did you see that Saturday Night Live one with Will Ferrell in the yoga class where he's been taking it for 10 years and he could finally do it?
Yeah.
Jack, is yours the same answer or do you have something different?
Oh, boy. That's a tough question. I mean, because of medical stuff, I think I'd leave it to somebody else to do. I wouldn't want to do anything myself if I didn't have to, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. I was going to say bikini waxing, but you know,
it's a question. So
it's
okay.
Okay, you can not have an answer. Okay, so I have another St. Paddy's Day one. Most of us take for granted that leprechauns aren't real, and I suppose I shouldn't say that. A lot of people take for granted that leprechauns aren't real. They think that they're mythical creatures. So I was really recently surprised to discover that someone I knew actually believed in them, but apparently I just discovered that someone else does as well. So what reportedly mythological creature would I be surprised that you believe in, Rick? And you can't use leprechaun because I already know that one.
Dragons.
Dragons. All right. Jack, what do you believe in that would surprise me?
Yeah, I'm with Rick on that one, actually. Yeah, dragons. Yeah.
Okay, Cheryl's probably going to say zombies, but that's not a surprise. Cheryl, what's yours?
I think I'm going to go with fairies.
Fairies?
Yeah.
You do. That does surprise me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say what mythological creature that I believe in on the air because it would probably get us kicked off.
So, oh, no.
The man in the boat. No, I'm kidding.
The man in the boat. What?
Oh, Cheryl, you got that right, Cheryl.
Yeah.
I will tell you that my husband is sitting upstairs right now laughing his ass off. Rick, I'll tell you later. All right. So AOL News reports that UN is considering an outer space security and development treaty. They're asking members of the UN to acknowledge that, first of all, we're not alone in the universe, and then that they want them to state that space will remain neutral territory in an intergalactic or earthbound war. So if the UN ratifies this treaty, here's what I want to know. Who's going to break it first, humans or aliens, Jack?
Oh, we will.
You will.
Humans.
Yeah, yep. Cheryl.
Humans, no question.
Yeah. Rick.
We can't trust people of different colors and races and religions. So definitely us. How are we ever gonna, you know, get along with aliens?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Daily Mail reports that. Oh, God, I have to try and say this guy now. A guy with a really hard-to-pronounce name has more than 82 tattoos of Julie Roberts on his body.
Wow.
So if you're going to ink yourself up with someone's image, who would you ink yourself up with, Cheryl?
Well, this is easy. It would have been Mel Gibson before I found out that he's crazy.
Okay.
Possibly a bigot. But now the close second is Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, so
douchebag. Why you, Karen? Of course.
I knew that was going to be your answer, and by God, it should be your answer. So, how about you, Jack?
I'd be honest, it'd be my current wife. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. And
well,
and
we know who's getting laid tonight.
Yeah. Wow. if she's not listening, would you like me to call her and tell her you said that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, final question. This came from a newspaper called the Indian Express. There's a school in India, and it closed after students reported that they saw paranormal activity in the school, and they fled in terror. So I want to know, what excuses did you give as a kid to try and get out of school, Rick?
Well, see, I went to the school of Ferris Bueller concerning that kind of thing. So I used to, I was very convincing when I would make up illnesses, and that always got me out.
Okay. All right. So, Jack, how about you?
One I remember was something like Rick was saying is, I used a good excuse of saying I was sick and kind of played it up a bit. So they got me out. They did get me out.
Now, Cheryl, I'm sure you were a good girl and never did this.
Well, first of all, these kids are very imaginative because I would have never thought of that excuse. But
no, that'd be awesome.
I did on occasion play sick, as did Rick and Jack.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people seem to have done that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. I'm gonna give you a good one here. Jamie, to get out of going to work one day, this was before I had known her, actually sprayed some cleaning solution into her eye so it made it look like she had pink eye.
Are you kidding?
Wow. I did it for getting out of work. This was a job years ago. I actually took like makeup, bluish makeup, and did it under my eye like I'd been, had a black eye, and I told them I'd been in an auto accident.
Nice.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But that was to get out of going to just like the worst job in the world. So, and I still know how to do that. So if I ever tell you guys I've been in an auto accident and show you a picture of me with a black eye, not so much, folks.
Yeah.
Chad just popped in and said he used to fake his dad's signature on his report card. Chad is with us in spirit. Even he's telepathically communicating with us. So. Yay, Chad. All right. So,
thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad. Okay, guys, that's the last of my lightning round questions. Jack, you survived the lightning round. Wasn't so bad, huh?
That was a lot of fun.
It's our favorite part of the show.
It is. It's a good part. I like it.
Unusual. I'm sorry. The guests are your favorite part of the show.
I think with Milihenko, Parcerarius, Bukovic, there's a bigger issue. Why would anybody put Julia Roberts on their body?
And you know what's really funny? I've got to send you this link, Rick, because the tattoos of Julia Roberts do not look like Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of horses. And
oh.
I don't
hey,
know.
Julia, why the long face? No, that's my Celine Dion joke. Hey, Celine, why the long face?
I don't know what. You know, I never really found her attractive because every time I look at her, I always see her older brother, Eric Roberts,
and he always plays such an evil,
horrible actor. Yeah, horrible actor.
Do you know though? He was on that Celebrity Ghost Stories show, telling his celebrity ghost story.
Oh, was it good?
That's right.
Yeah.
What was his ghost story? I didn't see that.
He was in an automobile accident, a severe one, and he painted his eye black and said he would know. He was actually in an automobile accident, and he was almost died. And he said as he was recovering, this little couple, and he had memory problems. He couldn't remember anything. And he said that this little couple came in and told him that he needed to go see somebody and ask for some supplement. And I can't remember all of it, but it turned out that nobody else had seen this couple and that they were probably ghosts. So that was what it was. Cool. Anyway, so Cheryl, what do we have coming up next week?
Next week we have Nick Page, and he's an investigator with the paranormal group Eastern Washington Paranormal.
Yeah,
and I believe you have actually met Nick, Karen. Is that correct?
I've been on his show. I haven't met him face to face.
Got it. Yeah, they have a radio show as well. So we're going to talk to Nick about their investigations and methods and all that fun stuff. And then we're going to have Andy Selfridge come back on. And he's with the Oklahoma City Ghost Club. And he's going to come on as our second guest and talk about something super cool, probably dealing with equipment.
I'll have to come up with some good lightning round questions if Andy's going to be here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Jack, you'll come on again when we, and what we're going to test if you come on again is we're going to see if it was you who crashed the show. We suspect it was.
I see. I got to give you a test assessment. Okay, that'll work.
So yeah, I hope you'll come back. And in the meantime, you're still out in California right now, right?
So I'm in California until the end of next week. Yep. Then I'll be back in New York.
All right. Well, enjoy your time in California, and thank you so much for coming on and for your phenomenal patience with us this evening.
Yeah, thank you, Jack, for sticking around.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, you're right. Very welcome for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay, and check out paranormalunderground.net and join us again next Thursday night on Z-Talk Radio from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific. That would make it, what, 9 to 11 Eastern?
Mm-hmm.
And other things in the middle of the country in you flyover state.
And let's see, who's coming on next? Oh, wait a minute, I forgot.
No.
Have a good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
If you'd like to be a guest on Paranormal Underground Radio, email editor@paranormalunderground.net. Until next week, keep exploring the unexplained at www.paranormalunderground.net and join us again next week for Paranormal Underground Radio on the Z-Talk Radio Network.